Cool. Well, I'm glad the new moon or the full moon has kept us all not sleeping. Literally, Kinsey had Snapchatted us last night, like, I ain't sleep yet. And I opened it 5 minutes later and I was like, I'm up too.
Dude, I didn't want to get out of bed. I literally wanted to call off, but I've been kind of in that mood a lot lately.
Yeah, and at work, I did like the bare minimum, guys. I was like sluggish all day. I even bought a large coffee and I was not moving well. Well, so I'm just blaming Miss Moon today because she does whatever she wants.
You know, I walked out of JCPenney the night before last, or Monday night. No, last night. Yeah, last night. And I was like, hey, Miss Moon, look at her showing herself. And it was like still daylight a little bit, but she was out. And I was like, hello, good to see you.
She was out yesterday, like, too, all day. She's out.
I said, thank you, ma'am, for that pretty solar eclipse. That was a very unique life experience.
You're stuck in her day because she's a Scorpio moon today, so she's coming for all of us.
I didn't know that. I wasn't. Listen, I was being genuine.
She's a pink moon. In case you guys don't know that, she's a pink moon.
Yeah, I saw.
She's so pretty.
Kinsey looking like a lesbian that's a trucker.
No, did you see that snap I sent?
Like a lesbian from the Ultimatum.
Okay.
Dude, I think honestly, when I watched the Ultimatum, every one of them women were acting up in one way or another. Like,
I was like that would like tell you that I'd marry you and I move in with you and I build you all this stuff and then I just leave the next week, tell you nothing.
Dude, yeah, you found like a different girl in the club and you moved on like it was nothing.
That's what I look like today.
That's how it was. I was like,
when I sent my snap, I was like, I look like I'd play you. Like,
that's what your Snapchat looked like. I was dying.
Well, when I'm happy because I was like, this joke is either gonna like hit baller or everybody's gonna think I'm a douchebag and that I don't look that way.
Yeah, I'm bisexual.
I look at this girl that says, hey mamas.
I'm bisexual. When I watched that show, I was like, maybe we should ban gays.
Well, that show was crazy.
No, I know. It was just funny. It was like, honestly, they were all so toxic in one way or another, and it's just a funny portrayal, but, like, when you watch it, you're stressed out. You're like, I wouldn't want any of these. You ever think about that? Like, if you're on a dating show and there's not one person you want?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just gotta pretend because it's not real.
Right? That's so funny because you would be the one on a reality show to just pretend because you want to stay aired. Like, Kinsey and I would be the ones that went home.
It's not real. Like, they will pay someone to be like, we want you to be the problem child right now.
Like, dude, I'm not saying I'm going all in on a relationship. I'd feed into it.
I would never accept that, Kinsey, that offer, because, like, they get bullied on their Instagrams after. Like, if they're the ones that, like, were feigning and acting up and fooling around or being a piece of shit. You get bullied
for everything on Instagram afterwards.
Yeah, I don't want to be infamous.
At least I'm on Instagram. At least I'm known. At least I'd rather be fucking...
Maya has always said before, she's like, I'll do anything to be known. I don't care.
Not really, but you know, like, if I got, not like to that capacity, but if you have, like, if I got haters, I'm doing something right.
I mean, Hitler got haters. He's infamous.
Oh. Okay, that's different.
This is not the time for that.
Here we go. Black and white thinking from Kaylin. No, I'm kidding.
That's the same. Like, it sounds the same to me.
It's in every book. What the fuck,
And you like, complain if my name's every book, Kaylin?
I'll do whatever it takes to be known.
That's what you sound like, Mariah.
That is a little bit how Mariah sounds.
I don't need to be known to that capacity.
I think it's just the fact that Mariah's like, I don't care if everybody hates me. If I'm getting paid to be hated, then I don't care.
If I'm doing my job, I'm doing my job.
Mariah. I'm like the social media manager now at work. I'll tell you more about it later, though.
That's your fun fact. Okay. You don't get another one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't really know what I'm doing.
What are you saying,
Kinsey? When I was at work today, I was like, I wish Mariah was here. Oh, my God. I was like, this is so
bad. I can help you out a little bit.
I said I could do this, but I kind of feel overwhelmed.
Am I doing this right? Kind of. But you're supposed to, like, yeah, for the most part. But there's each part's for different things.
I think Mariah's sister sounds very lovely.
I love how that's the part you chose when I didn't think that's what you were gonna say. But like, The way you said it, kind of like you were barely able to breathe.
Yeah. The other part where you do a long and yes. one, and the other part you do when you go out. Is Nate cooking the taco?
I know the whole story about how much you want her sister, so.
Okay.
I don't want her. I just think she's lovely. No. She's lovely. No.
Okay.
No, it's like.
There are female voices that are just so attractive to listen to. I don't care what they look like. Like,
your sister sounds hot.
She sounds hot.
She was asking me how to use a gua sha.
I could teach her. I'm just.
We have now moved on to macking on your sister jokes on post-credit depression. Yeah. Wonder when the mother jokes will show up.
Dude, I want that to be the inside joke, though. I want it to be a whole outtake one day. Like, just Mariah's sister, like, hey, man, I burnt the pizza. I'm sorry. Do you want me to order you some food? Okay. And I'm like, oh, what a kind person.
What a lovely woman.
I've never Bring seen her face.
Someone.
Wait. It's like the Powerpuff Girls where you never see the woman's face. They're just always off screen. That's your sister. I've never seen what this woman looks like.
Yeah, no, it is.
She's like, but I
that's
know.
Good, that's good.
She's lovely. She's something. Something never
Just leave
before
it to the
seen.
Imagination. I don't want to see what she looks like.
Better let Kaylin dawdle around in her mind palace.
You're listening to Post Credit Depression, where we're going to discuss this week's current hyperfixation. My name is Kaylin.
Mariah's sister.
What was my fun fact? I had it, and then I lost it. It's like something came through me. Like, something so overwhelming. You guys are going to come back to me. I'll have my fun fact back in a minute.
Fun fact is, once again, I guess I'm doing the social media at work, and I do know what I'm doing, but definitely not to the extent to be as efficient and like quick as possible. So I'm.
Who are you?
What do you mean, who am I?
You didn't say your name.
Oh, yeah. My name's Kinsey. And Mariah actually does all of the social media for Post-Credit Depression and basically any other idea we ever have because she's really good at it. And, in her job. Like, she does it. So now I'm, like, saying that I can do it at work and I'm going to figure it out. I just lied. I really didn't know what I was doing.
My name's Mariah. And my fun fact is that I think I'm going to start getting into these mini-verse things again, guys. Kinsey, you weren't here, but look at this. This is so cute. It's so cute.
That's cute. Put that in a little fairy garden, a little terrarium.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I think I should start buying the mini brands for my fairy garden.
Yes.
I didn't remember that fun fact just because I was just so overwhelmed for a second. But, like, to just come up with one, I did get the Raining Cats and Dogs Secret Lair Magic the Gathering deck, but like that's for a very exclusive audience.
I think that was your fun fact last week.
You guys, you know, strange things do strange things to people. Mysterious things.
Right, this is one of those times where Kaylin just says that Kaylin thing that we're like, oh, all right. Like,
literally, Kaylin, you didn't listen. You weren't here for the rest of the pod, but Kinsey was like, we got to pretend to be Kaylin at the end. And I started to say something. I said, we can't. Kaylin just says shit that nobody would think of.
Yes.
And like, there's no replicating.
We talked about it for several minutes. We were just like, what would Kaylin say? And we're like, we don't know because it comes out of her ass.
What's that saying? Often duplicated, never replicated or something like that. Often
yeah,
replicated,
kept
never
saying
duplicated.
It wrong, but I was like.
That's pretty funny. Well, shit, guys. I'm wearing a tank top. It's my boyfriend's. So like the armpits are way too low. I couldn't wear it in public. You'd see like everything. Like, that's fun.
Well, good thing
your
camera's off.
To
so.
The side.
Yeah. Like I can't like reach over for something. It's just gonna fall out. That's kind of fun, right? Is that a fun fact? We'll go with that.
That's
I didn't
all
have
that's
time to
fun.
Shower between the gym and recording, so
that's not fun. That's stinky.
Stinky.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's
bacterial
infestation.
Mariah, what'd you show us this week?
This week I decided to pull something out of my childhood roots. Not really, because I wasn't a child when it came out.
That sounds but funnier.
It's like my inner child roots. And I made you guys watch Julie and the Phantoms, the first 6 episodes.
I know. It's interesting. I wish we had a little more time to have finished it. But
yeah, if you guys want to finish it, there's only 3 episodes left. My favorite song is on the next episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I never got to watch this. I didn't even know it existed. I didn't even know it was a Disney thing.
Yeah, so I actually got in. I guess I could say why I suggested it. But like back a couple years ago, when Mariah's in her depressed era, she binge watches random shows. And this is a show that when it came out was like extremely popular, and I just never got around to watching it. But our main man, Kenny Ortega, the guy who directs all the High School Musical and Camp Rock movies, directed this, and he's the creator of Julie and the Phantoms.
I like that it's not Disney affiliated.
Yeah, it's not Disney at all. It's on Netflix. But it very much gives like a Disney vibe, and I love Kenny Ortega's stuff. So I decided to watch this during my era of binge watching shows. I watched it in like a day because, you know, it's only 9 episodes. A lot of emotions, and I actually was really upset because, you guys don't know, but the ending is a huge cliffhanger and they canceled it. So they are never making a season 2. I heard that they're trying to make deals with other streaming like Disney and someone else, like Kenny Ortega is, because he owns Julie and the Phantoms. So maybe we'll get a season 2. I don't know.
All these children are going to be old by the time they get around to it.
I know.
Because they look like they're no bit older than like 15.
Never, like, confirmed the
ending? Oh, no, they're actually all adults. Like, they're all 18 or older. Way. Yeah.
Julie,
I think, just turned 18. And I think the main ghost guy, whatever the hell his name is like 20. Luke. 21. And then Reggie, the guy who plays Reggie, is like almost 30, I think.
He looks 30.
So basically, yeah, I heard they're trying to get a season 2. We don't know what's going to happen, but as of right now, it is a canceled show that'll never have a season 2.
Dun dun dun.
And yeah, Kinsey, the cliffhanger at the end was fucking huge.
Well,
made an Instagram post saying what would happen. Like, they just left people like that.
I see why you didn't want to leave off on the end of episode 5, but damn, the end of episode 6 was also a cliffhanger. But we can get
every episode was a cliffhanger. That's why I couldn't stop watching the show the first time I watched it.
It's so you, Cohen. It really is.
Caitlin literally said, she's like, everything about it was at like Mariah Core. And I was like, damn.
No, that's the comments I was going to make. I was like, gay.
Skater boys.
Skater.
Drummers.
A biracial girl who's super cute and talented.
And a little depressed sometimes.
A little depressed and loves hopecore like Mariah. has a slow burn crush. Like, music. I'm saying music for the fact that we like High School Musical, and I know your ass does. You love musicals. I was just like, is this just Mariah? Why didn't they cast her ass?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Does the main girl or her best friend, Flynn, do they like Nick, which is Carrie's ex-boyfriend? I'm confused on that.
Yeah, the main girl has a crush on Nick from the beginning. The very first scene sees Nick, she's like, you still have a crush on him? He's taken.
I know. I guess I just didn't register it. But she likes the ghost, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but she don't know it yet.
Well, no, because Flynn was like...
That's like Mariah when Toma's trying to get with her. But she's like, I think I like Toma, but really she likes All Hate Them, and All Hate Them's cool.
I think she knows it because Flynn said, like, oh, you think he's cute? And she's like, oh, yeah, he's cute, but he's a ghost. And I think that's what it is. And she's like, well, he's a fucking ghost. What can you do with that, you know?
Well, like, she, like, kind of comes to her. I think, like, the next episode, she comes in terms with it with herself.
Ooh. Do you think you could fuck the ghost?
Yeah. I mean, they can materialize and move shit. Why can't he materialize?
I'm just saying.
Well, I heard part of the reason why this show didn't get picked up for a second season was because they said that it didn't hit their correct target audience, quote unquote. which is some hit dumb all the gay shit. Adults. Because who cares as long as it's getting views?
Well, yeah. Maybe you guys are saying you don't want a certain kind of audience, which is making me wonder what that is and why.
They probably wanted like 17-year-olds watching it. Meanwhile, I was watching it at 25.
You get views. Why the
just
fuck
make a separate account and say that you're like 15, 16, and then just stream it on that. We all could do it collaboratively, and we'll get this thing back on the market.
The three of us could get
our army of following fans. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Wait, guys, check it out. If my hair was this short,
no. Hey, mamas.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
You look like Luke from the band.
I guess I'll start by going over each. This is what Kinsey does when she does her episodes. I'll start by going over each character.
It's a good order.
And you can tell me your opinion of the characters.
Okay,
because
like
obviously
order.
There's
characters
I hate. I know you do, weirdo.
You clearly
so,
liked it, too.
Obviously, Julie, the main girl. What do you guys think about Julie?
I liked her. I think she could sing very well. And she wasn't too depressed for my taking. And I think that she's got really good onstage chemistry with Luke.
I thought she was really cool, but my critique is the story, like the problems that she was facing was feeling a little like, how do I word this? Like, kind of goofy.
Your typical girl.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? She did well, great singer, you know, very sweet personality, but I was like, is this, I mean, it's not Disney, but is this like Disney trying to push, you know, I'm struggling, but I'm trying to be hopeful and they're just not doing it too well vibes? Like, I don't know.
You know what I loved about, I love Julie's style of clothes. I wish that I wore those type of clothes.
I feel like her style of clothes was like, if the 2000, remember in the early 2000s how they were wearing wacky ass shit? But then there's the one girl like that he would always look the best. Like, it felt mm-hmm. like, yeah. It felt like the best kinds of early 2000s clothing that wasn't crazy. Like some of the shit Ashley Tisdale was wearing.
I think
London Tipton.
I think you're, feedback, Kinsey, kind of falls into like my opinion of the first episode, which is just like the acting, like for example the family, it felt like a Disney Channel family where like none of the people looked alike. They all had, their acting wasn't like, they had a dead mom and the dad was just like, yeah honey, I can't do it myself, you go clean it out. Though
do that, they always kill one of the parents or one of them just not there, whether they like weren't there, they don't care about, like every Disney family it's like I have trust issues or I don't believe
it's uncanny. That's what it feels like. Left,
or my mom's dead. Majority of the time they kill the mom. And then like none of the family members look the same. And I was just like, I think okay what it is, because I feel like that always happens.
I think that they don't want it to feel maybe too deep for kids to digest. So it's like, it feels uncanny because if somebody was really going through that, they would be way worse off. So I feel like she almost comes across like, you know, yeah, all of a sudden I'm good and back into singing. Yeah. But I can put myself in the lens of a child and be like, I don't know, like connect with
most
it a bit more.
Most of the time, the lens of the child to be like, damn, mom's dead. Anyway, she can sing though. Like that's always what it is.
The opening, the wake up song, is in my playlist that sits with the Hercules song. So like when I need my motivation,
pick me up
when I'm listening pick to me up. I can go the distance, and then I hear wake up and I'm like, this is I can do this,
girl. When that song came on, I was like, oh, she can sing.
Sometimes I'm like an adult. Sometimes I hear Mariah say something and I'm like, dude, that was like 120% autistic coded. Like, how did you not know for so long? Because stop. I pull up that Hercules song when I am in the lowest place in my life. I'm like, I can go the distance. Like, oh my god, they put crack in that, almost like the Tarzan soundtrack. Like, absolutely no reason to be that good.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, then the next important character obviously is Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. What do you guys think about Luke, our main guy? He is like such a typical, like what you expect. He's
main
the Troy
character
Bolton equivalent.
Yeah.
Main character energy, like chef kiss. They did good for him.
It's kind of like a trope that when
Gabrielle,
you can't get mad when they redo it because it's good. Because
it's good.
It's good.
It eats every time.
It eats. Again, good
it's
chemistry.
It's like Mariah when she eats her tacos every time. She said, it's good.
Well, you know what I like about him? Like the slight difference thing is like he does this like charismatic bad boy and he's not like this. Like, he doesn't look like the young, like, twig guy. He's got this muscle to him. He's got, like, a different type of charisma than, like, our Troy Bolton
does. He was cute. He was very cute.
Yeah, but for some reason, he do remind me of Troy Bolton, though. Just a little bit.
Well, yeah, he's got the Troy Bolton haircut.
Yeah.
He's got the main man energy, of course.
They said, we know what they like. Mm-hmm. Keep it.
I would rather save some of my other feedbacks about him for when we talk about the story.
That's fine, because, yeah, he does good. Now we have Alex.
That's you, Mariah.
Dang.
He cried for 25 years.
Why was it just Reki and Longa with Alex and the other dude? Like,
I'm dead.
Why does Skate Infinity follow you everywhere, huh?
It does. I can't help it.
They're like holding hands. They're like, we, you know.
Dude, sad little shy boy who's being shown around by this boy who can skate and has got this like funky little personality.
I don't think I liked his character the first time I watched it, and then he just grew on me.
I didn't understand it at first because, again, I was thinking this was bad Disney Channel. But the second I found out he's gay, I was like, oh, that, okay, it's all pulling together. He's supposed to be the cautious one, the shy one, the sweet one. Like,
mm-hmm.
I, like, got it.
Question, is his gay skater boyfriend, where, I've seen him before. What else?
Yeah, he's in other Disney stuff. He's in Descendants, and he was in Twilight. He played one of the little boy werewolves.
Oh, my That's God.
That's what I thought. I knew
Dude,
it.
I knew he didn't pull up looking that good to not be before. A part of the, what's their tribe name, Kinsey?
Dude, I don't know. I'm not that Hold deep on. Into it.
I think I remember.
Hold on. I was a Jacob stan. Y'all were out
I
here.
I was I a Jacob him. Stan. I was a Jacob stan.
Twilight.
I remember him being in Descendants, but first of all, you're disgusting. Yeah. I'm an Edward stan.
Thank I you. Had a full shirtless picture of Taylor on my wall. My dad hated it. I was like, yeah, that's my man.
I had a cardboard cutout.
I was one of those Edward fans where I'd be like, yes, Team Edward, like 99.9%. And then I'd see like a poster of Taylor Lautner shirtless and I'd be like, yeah. Like, I wanted to look at it, but I was like, I'm Team Edward. I can't.
The Quillette.
But I was tempted. I was tempted.
I don't remember it being called the Quillette, but I guess it is.
Oh, yeah, the Quill, because their last names were like Quill and shit.
Quill? No, it was Jacob Black.
They all went... Not him. There was the guy in the... Anyway, so the boyfriend was cool. We liked him. What about Reggie?
I didn't like him. I said I would be him.
Yeah. Yeah. Kayla said that she'd be Reggie and that you'd be Luke and I'd be Alex.
Yeah. No, for sure. I mean, I'm pissed because we were told that I'm Luke because he's just Leo Rising coded and he's just like.
That's how it usually is. Like, I mean, Alvin and the Chipmunks, you know, Powerpuff
Don't
Girls.
Call me Alvin.
We're just going to keep coming back to this.
Damn. But, like, yeah,
there's something about the trio.
He's that friend that, like, just says that weird ass shit that everybody's like, we didn't know why you said that or how you said that or what the fuck's wrong with you, but we like you.
But like, let's be honest, Kinsey, who would you be? You would have to claim Luke out of the three.
I don't know.
I have to claim Alex.
Mariah has to claim Alex.
I never said
pride.
I liked Reggie, and I have to claim Reggie.
When Mariah's Virgo rising, like, actually, you know, takes a nap, her Cancer moon is so easily written on her face, and that's what Alex is like. He's like,
I have to say that Mariah's got the most sun out of us, and then you have the second most sun out of us, and then I have no sun coming through my window. And it's not just because my camera's turned off.
I was like, I don't know. That means nothing to me.
All right, funny. Who's next?
I don't have
any other characters.
Okay, so now we get to the annoying antagonist. I don't care about anyone except for Caleb? Our main people and the antagonist. Caleb and the girl.
What kind of name is Caleb for a magician from, like, the fucking 1800s?
You know, maybe he changed his name in modern times.
No,
so the first
true.
Time I watched it, when Caleb's song first came on the other side of Hollywood, I'm gonna be honest, I skipped it.
Damn,
I listened to half of it and then I skipped the other half because I didn't like the song.
I love how Mariah pulled up with these critiques on these songs as if they're like some Broadway level ass shit. She's like, let me just say that I couldn't fucking stomach Mr. Caleb's song.
It was basic. I mean, I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny that they were grooving to it, you know?
Yeah. They act like it was good music or something.
Uh-huh. The whole time, I thought it was funny that, like, Reggie's out here getting Star Wars lore because he's missed 25 years of Star Wars.
Yeah, bro. Can we back up? They died from bad hot dogs on the car.
No, dude, I was about to peel my skin off in the beginning. I'm not kidding. I did not like how they died. I didn't like the acting. He's like, it'll get the rust off the battery cables. The pickle juice will. I'm like, what? It kind of. What am I watching?
Luke was like, street dogs haven't killed us yet. Immediately.
Yeah.
I feel like those are the moments that get me pressed. I know this isn't Disney. I'm just saying it's somebody who worked with Disney, so he's gonna have similar taste to Disney. When you like the storytelling sometimes, like they be going out of their ass to try to make it like edgy or try to like just
funny
be
for kids.
One of the kids, like, haha, the kids would laugh at this. No, No.
That's, I feel like they underestimate
that. From Austin and Allie, the kind of humor that would happen in Austin and Allie.
Oh, I loved Austin and Allie humor.
I still loved Austin and Allie, but like they did have humor that felt really like similarly coded.
Let me tell you, I think kids can stomach just a little bit of like real, like for example, like the way that they died. It didn't have to be something goofy. I don't know. Like, I just think kids could handle like, oh, they died. Like that happens. People die without making them super afraid. I do. I will say I like that they did it in a way where they're like, yeah, you shouldn't eat hot dogs from strangers out of the back of a car versus showing them like some horrific car accident and giving them like trauma or something.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's. I'm not saying they didn't, like, achieve it being super kid-oriented. It's just, like, sometimes the things they'd be coming up with, because they're like, how can we stay kid-oriented, but how can we stay, like, interesting enough to kids where it doesn't...
Yeah. I don't like when they dumb things down, though, to a level that, like, they think that they have to talk to kids. For example, on Disney Channel, there was this dumb Disney Channel commercial. It was Disney Channel, not a real commercial. And they're like, hey, you ever fart and get super embarrassed? Just blame it on the guy next to you. And I did that in class. I was a little baby kid, and I did it in class. And the teacher and everyone looked at me with absolute secondhand embarrassment and moved on. And I bet the
person next to you was like, you little ass bitch. Like, we all know it left your butt cheeks.
I just think that it's... I think it's, you shouldn't talk to kids with, like, these dumbed down, goofy ass things, because you might think that we think it's just funny, but little do you know, don't underestimate us. We'll take that goofy ass shit and we'll try to actually do it.
No, listen, experience teaches, words don't. And you fucking learned that day. You fucking learned. I used to lie about shit all the time, and, like, I was a good liar, but sometimes I was saying stuff out of the wazoo in class that people were just like, come on, dude. Like, I'm in second grade and I still know you're lying. And I'd be like, damn, like, that wasn't good. Everybody knows now. And I'd just keep going. I'd keep lying. I would say, no, that's the truth. I saw a 100-foot alligator stop playing with me. I saw it with my eyes. You didn't see it. You can't tell me I'm wrong. And I would just walk away, like, saying that with my whole chest. I actually had a memory, that specific memory, of when I was trying to convince people that I had seen a 100-foot alligator and nobody was believing me. And I sat there and I said, maybe I should stop lying. And, like, in my brain, I was like, God, they're not believing it. And at the end of the day, they're going to think I'm a liar, which I am, but I don't want them to think it. So I was like, maybe I should stop.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin, did you ever have that feeling when you were a kid, like, where you were doing stuff where you became aware and you were like, I should stop that?
What was it? I think so. Like, you're tingling something. I just can't think of an example. Yeah.
Like some sort of kid thing where, like, you were like, well, I like to do it, even though I think I shouldn't do it, but now I'm getting caught for it, so I think I should probably stop.
Yeah, definitely. Like, but you were just a kid, so you were, like, still learning those things.
You were learning more so, like, I feel like there's a certain age where you don't care about morals. No, I'm not saying you do crazy shit, but, like, I was willing to just lie about an alligator being 100 feet long because I thought it was funny making people gasp. So I was like, haha, yeah, like, I like...
That is pretty funny.
I was like, whoa, like, I know something they don't know. So it wasn't really malicious. It was, like, kid me trying to feel cool. So, you mm-hmm. know, I obviously learned.
I definitely did. I just cannot think of something at the moment.
That's okay.
That is pretty funny, though.
Ask the next question.
So the last character to talk about before I get into other parts of the show is the only other important really person.
The
not
teacher.
Like the other people are important, but
the Atia.
No, Carrie.
Oh yeah.
She's obviously kind of important.
Carrie.
I think that obviously
said Perry.
The best friend and Nick are important, but they get more
Carrie.
Important later on.
Is Carrie,
so Carrie
Olivia
with her
Rodrigo?
Overproduced? No.
She looks similar.
She's blonde.
So
it's
you can fucking dye your hair. You can wear wigs.
Well, it's not her. It's definitely not her,
100%. Oh.
Yeah, her singing reminded me of Britney Spears style, not of her voice, but just like the like
production.
If someone were to sound like Michael Jackson and they'd had the like similar mannerisms, but their voice wouldn't be the same. It'd be like hee hee, but like it'd be a different voice.
Yeah, her overly produced because you know she got money. Daddy's rich because he's an evil person and she can do whatever she wants. She got her little backup dancers and she's like very much cliche like Disney bad guy in school, you know, the bully.
Yeah, I think she's over like, and this is every Disney show, every Nickelodeon show, those characters are pushed to an extreme that like, I'm not saying doesn't happen IRL, but like, oh my god, it was like she couldn't let this girl breathe without being the shittiest, skankiest cunt bag to her face.
I'll actually argue that she wasn't as mean as bullies that we saw on Disney. Like, she didn't directly bully her all the time. People have been
right to her face. She'd go right up, like, here you guys go, come to my dance because I know you have nothing better to do. Like, what do you mean?
I don't know. I think the bullies on like Hannah Montana were worse.
Yeah, you might not be wrong.
They were coming for her ass. Oh my god!
I felt like Carrie was coming for her. I have a theory about Carrie's dad. What was crazy is because
they said they were friends. That they were friends before they came to music.
The money got to her head. Yeah, I have a theory.
What's your theory?
I have a theory that we don't know Carrie's dad really. We know that he's rich, and we know that he hasn't credited the stolen artwork to the Phantoms. We know that, but I think he meditates and is holistic and seeks therapy because he hasn't discovered, like, there's something eating him inside and he hasn't discovered quite what it is that he feels terrible about. So he tries to meditate and he tries to see his therapist because he doesn't know why he has all this money, yet he still feels terrible. And I bet that there's going to be some roundabout, like, oh, I should have credited them.
I actually think he knows and he feels guilty about it. And that's why he surrounds himself with that stuff. Like, kind of like when you're like telling yourself a lie.
Same.
Sometimes, and you're like, what? Why did everybody keep quiet? Going. I said, like, when you're telling yourself a lie, like, no, like, this is why I did this. But then it's really another reason. You kind of have a feeling about it, but you don't really have, like, a way of wording it. And you're like, no, like, I think it's this.
Mm-hmm. You, like, try covering up inside. Yeah, I mean, obviously, sometimes I feel bad for him because I'm like, you know, like, obviously he did something wrong. Like, he could have went about it better. But he's probably was just like, you know, a dumb young kid who was like, but he wasn't really in the band. That's where I get mad. Like, if the other two died and, like, Alex was alive and he did it, that's fine. But Homeboy wasn't really in the band. He was just, like, there for the gig. And that's where I'd be getting mad. If he was, like, actually in the band, I wouldn't be as mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
So. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, anyway, so you guys watch the episodes. I obviously, the biggest part, most important part of the show, Kaylin has talked about, is Luke and Julie's chemistry and how adorable they are on the stage when they're singing.
So, how do you feel about that, Mariah? About, like, this bitch is a ghost. Like, we be reading our romance shit and falling in love with fictional people. How does that make your heart break that they can't be together?
No, or it breaks my heart so much. The first time I watched it, I could be wrong, I can't remember because I watched it last week again. You guys know about her mom and everything, right? And how she got their shit. At first I was like, I don't think y'all meant to be together. I think this is some weird, because her mom knew them. But then I moved on past that part. It really upsets me. It really hurts my heart to know that they can't ever actually even, like, hold hands. And clearly Charlie, that's his real name. I keep mixing up. Clearly Luke is, like, fucking in love with her, bro. Like I said, when she didn't quote-unquote notice it, he knows. He knows that he has feelings for this girl. The second he heard her sing on the first episode, he was head over heels for her.
Why are you making me tear up? Why are you making me tear up? Why do you like to hurt yourself? This is some Aaron Mikasa shit where you know.
Dude, I already told you about my sad music. It's like spicy food. It hurts, but it's so good.
It's Ken, so good. I think you're sadistic, and I think you like hurting yourself.
It's a form of self-harm that don't hurt nobody.
Oh my gosh. Well, what I really enjoyed, actually, originally, in regards to the romance of the show, is that originally you get Alex and his little crush on the little ghost guy. before you even get into the depths of Luke and Julie. So I thought it was cute just seeing this little different dynamic of their relationships go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I thought that they had really great stage chemistry. If we have a moment, I'd love to rewatch the clip where they're performing at the music performance thing.
The last episode that I made you watch.
I want to go over the first one. Hold on. This one.
Keep watching. The chemistry is even.
I know. Okay, I haven't seen Edge of Great. I haven't seen Edge of Great.
Favorite one.
But can we watch this one? And then talk about it. You can cut it short.
I could have recorded Mariah's reaction just now. She like spasmed.
Edge of Great is so good.
Full screen.
What am I watching?
Yeah, you got it. Okay. We're gonna watch their chemistry.
Okay.
Sometimes I think I'm falling down. I wanna cry. I'm calling out.
She can sing.
For one more try to feel alive.
I'm gonna cry.
When I feel less than alone, I know that I can make it home. But through the dark.
Oh my god, a furry.
Find a spark. Life is a risk, but I will take it. Close my eyes and jump.
I hate Nick. Together he's so lame.
Luke is so cute.
Come on, let's run. In the night, through the night, you and I, we will fight to shine together.
Right. I'm biting my finger. He's so cute.
She really had to think right here if she thought Nick was cute still. I don't know.
Is this really happening?
Just go with it. In times that I doubted myself, I felt like I needed some help.
Bitch.
Stuck in my head.
Hot.
Nothing there. I feel something around me now.
The way he's watching her.
Yes. I'm so sad he's dead.
Him from a hot dog. Nobody gonna talk about, like, none of the people in the crowd were like, you just walked through that bit.
It's a hologram.
I know, I'm just complaining. I feel like you gotta be a good liar for people that have actually believed that shit.
I know. I never once bought it.
Did y'all see like the way they performed together? Shine bright together.
Kaylin, when we get off this podcast, I need you to hit play on the next episode if you thought that was good. I'm not even fucking around with you. You need to immediately hit play on the next episode.
When I'm like, I need you to catch up to Midnight Poppyland right now, tonight, like, because I need to talk about this.
This is the thing. When I say I'm like, I'm not that big of a romance person, but then I see shit like this.
Mariah, you're a closeted romance person. I don't want to hear it.
The second that this shit starts getting, like, I'm talking about, like, sad, I'm done.
I'm not gonna lie. Let me tell you guys right now. Next episode, you're gonna be like a little kid kicking their feet. Episode after that, crying. Episode after that, happy. That's what happened.
Well, first of all, you guys are fucking insane. Because my overall review about this, if I had to put it in like a sentence, is why would you want to hurt yourself watching a slow burn between fucking ghosts? I'm sitting here watching. I'm just like,
hey, one day she'll be dead.
I think my friends need help. I think they need to be put in a fucking psych ward if they.
I think the scary part.
My heart can't take that.
No, the scary part
makes my heart feel so good.
What?
If we knew in the show, shut up. If we knew in the show what moving on to the next life looked like, I'd be chill. But they don't even know, which is why, like Willie, he's like, why would you move on when we could just hang out on Earth and hang out together?
We should just kill her. She can be with him.
True, but you only
what happened with her.
Yeah, because you can only stay on Earth if you have unfinished business.
Maybe he could be her unfinished business, and they could be ghosts forever.
It'd be Mariah reading the fucking fine print of the contracts, because I'd be like, hold on, and then I'd fuck up. I'd fuck my situation up.
Mm. Yeah, they can't kill her. But they could probably be together in the next life.
No, what if he goes to the next life? I have a theory that if you go to the next life, you basically start a new life, so you don't get to keep to be that person. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but this is fiction, so they might have a different made up afterlife, you know?
This is fiction.
Like the Christianity.
Like Christianity.
Anyways, the chemistry's so good. It makes me so happy when I watch. This is why I've watched this show multiple times. I love it so much. Honestly, that's the plot for me. Obviously, I like all the other characters. I think that a lot of the characters are really good. But them two right there.
Mm-hmm. That scene can make me weak, dude. I'm kicking my feet.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's so good. Like, if this shit was around when we were kids, I don't think I ever would have fell in love, because I would have been looking for my Luke.
Looking for
the graveyard, at the cemetery.
I would have been. I would have been like, where?
Anybody? You'd be digging through your attic.
In another world, their two personalities complement each other so well. Like, Luke obviously is like girls that cry so hard. The only thing worse than one girl crying is two girls crying. But he is an emotional guy that cares a lot, and he really helps with her. And she's over here just like living up, making him feel like powerful, even though he's a ghost. And they just, their character, like, chemistry is so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm not even gonna lie. I think this is better than Troy and Gabriella.
Maybe chemistry, but like,
yeah.
I feel like I feel like the blueprint of High School Musical, like,
I have opinions all of a sudden.
Like, no, I wouldn't say so. But chemistry wise, yeah.
The chemistry, I eat it up. Like, I'm immediately like, they're in love, they're meant to be together. Troy and Gabriella, I was like, I don't know.
I think I need to write a paper disagreeing with you. Because I don't agree. This is one of those moments where you see your friend like something and you're like, whatever, Boppy or Bippy, I guess. Like, both you guys. I'm like, you guys like this shit? I feel in pain.
No, Kinsey, hear me out. Hear me out.
There's gotta put yourself at the time, Kinsey. You always say you gotta put yourself back to when you were a kid and watched it. And that's what you gotta do. You can't be 25-year-old Kinsey watching it.
The
fact that
the bitch is dead, my autism can't get over it. I'm like, you are dead.
Well, finish the show.
You guys can't.
This is like me. This is like me with Twilight Princess. Like, I think that with Twilight Princess, Breath of the Wild has better gameplay. But, like, nostalgically, Twilight Princess is better to me. But
also, the ending of
this is like one of those.
Kind
of
similar to this.
We're not going to talk about that right now. That's for another episode.
She said, we're not going to talk about this right now.
Whether he's dead, alive, 100 years old, whatever, the chemistry is just too good to deny it. Like, you're telling me, Kinsey, if this you and me, I'm Julie, you're her best friend, right? And you're like, Mariah, he's a ghost. I'm like, I know, but I think I'm in love with this ghost. You're like, no, go after Nick because he's alive and present and right here.
I wouldn't tell you to go after Nick, first of all. Second of all, I'd be like, you can't touch this bitch. You're going to get old. You're gonna get old, and he's gonna stay looking 17 or however the fuck old he is.
So then my answer would be, okay, obviously we're not gonna be in love because there's nothing we could do about it. But I don't think it's wrong for me to have emotional feelings towards him, and I'll grow out of them because you're my friend. You're supposed to be there for me. I think the show happens within like a couple days. She didn't even have time to process her emotions, let alone to be like, you know what, you're right, I can't be with them. But I think, like, you don't even have a crush on someone, but like, he's older than you, or you're like out of town, so you can't really have anything with them. But like, the feelings are so, like, the infatuation happens so quickly, and then you get over it. I think that's what she's going through.
I have something to disagree. Here's my paper. Let me just share my entire screen. Click this one, click that one. Okay. Remember when they picked up this stool? You see the stool right here, and they moved it over there to do some skateboard tricks? I'm just saying that if they can, what's it called?
Move objects.
Move objects, but like, there's a word for it where they materialize. If they can materialize enough, they could hold hands.
Yeah,
they could do other stuff. They could kiss.
But yeah, I'm just saying. Aren't they both two ghosts? So it just makes sense that they can touch each other.
No, the stool. The stool. They moved the stool.
Okay. That's
they picked it up. This one. They picked it up and they moved it.
Kinsey, it's giving like when you go out of town and you're out of town for like a week and there's a cute boy and you have a little flirt man's with the boy, right? It's like all in really quickly and then you go back home and then you just like had a funny summer memory of a cute boy. No, you know, this is how, this sometimes
I hear Mara speak, I'm like, you are on the asexual spectrum, because I personally would be absolutely devastated that I wouldn't even want to get involved in that. But Mara's like, hey, Libra Venus, a little snacky snack for the summer, how fun, I'll just get over
it. I'm thinking like that. Like, imagine if that was your soulmate. Imagine you met your soulmate and they lived 25 years ago and they died 25 years ago.
I would cry. I'd be so sad.
But maybe you can make it work.
Caitlin said you can move the stool, so maybe you can make it work.
Sometimes the soulmate situation is just different and you still are in love with him and you might end up with someone else, but for that time being, maybe that's your soulmate. Maybe you'll die
too. You know,
sometimes people meet their soulmates at young ages. Yeah, that's true.
Technically, he's supposed to be 25 years older than her. How do you guys feel about that?
He stopped aging, you know, so it doesn't matter.
That. I'm just kidding. I sound like those men who are like, Paimon's actually 1,000 years old.
Oh my god.
Just kidding. Just kidding, guys. I like joking around. I'm a jokester.
This is the Reggie shit we be hearing.
I am Reggie. No wonder I don't like him.
Yeah. Sometimes you hate when you look in a mirror. That's the truth.
Can you change that fire alarm, Mariah?
I'm not doing it because I don't want to. Maybe one day when I feel like it.
Maybe one day when it's too late.
It don't bother me.
What fire are you being alarm? Racist I right now? Fire alarm.
I'm not.
Every once, I'm it's not. Very, very faint. Every once in a while you could hear it, but it's like you can't really hear it if the door's shut all the way.
It's like,
Maya said, are you being racist? The moment she says sentences like that, I like straighten up and I'm like, we got it. I get real serious. I'm like, did I
start stuttering.
I'm like, I'm not sure. Did I say something wrong?
You said say something racist too. Oh my
I'll
God.
Say it back. No, I won't.
I'm dead. Well, unfortunately, Kinsey, I am sad. I feel like this is something you would have agreed with me if we were 16-year-old watching this.
If I was 16, I still have a few things that I'm like, oh, when I was 16, I loved this. Like, I was like, never thought I'd ever dislike it. And now that I'm 25, I'm like, I can't get into the romance the same way. I'll come up with a few examples next time, but.
Yeah.
Why is it that Willy and Alex are the most anime yaoi characters I've ever seen portrayed in a show? Like, but they're real life human beings.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
They look like they could be drawn in an anime world they act like they are from a yaoi.
They just reference Yuri on Ice and they're like, this is the vibe we're going for. And the actors were like, Skate the Infinity. Well, I'm not sure. The chemistry in Yuri on Ice is so good.
Given
is a little painful. Don't compare them to Given. That's a sad story.
It's an adult version.
But Given is a very sad story.
Fine then, Taken.
Taken? Shut the fuck up. Listen, no, their romance is so cute, and obviously I'm sure you guys do. I love anytime there's like type of queer romance, and it's such a subtle thing. Like, it's so casual. Like that scene when Luke was like, hey, I'm really happy for you. And it's just, that's it. They don't make it a thing. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you for making this so normal.
I feel like in a lot of other productions, they like kind of overtly make it look goofy the way gay people flirt. And it doesn't feel as real, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, here's our token gay people. Let's make sure that people know they're gay. Let's go off. Like, and then it's like, okay, well, gay people flirt just as casually the way as straight people do. So it's like when they make it feel more authentic, that's nice, you know?
Yeah, I see that. I see that in this.
Yeah, and so I love that the pacing of their flirting was like the same pacing that we got with the straight couple, and it was very nice, like gradual stuff.
Yeah.
And it was cute because you could see that Willy really cared about him.
I know. You got me on a cliffhanger here, like with Caleb. Like, what kind of ownership does he have over Willy?
Yeah.
I don't think that's fair. Where'd he get all this ghost magic from? Where can I go get some as a ghost?
Caleb's character is really intense with, like, a lot of information that we don't know anything about. Like, why is he in charge? How is he able? Like, because they even made a point how the boys were the only people that are able to be seen by humans when they're performing. And then Willie is now also. So it's like, what is the similarities that we have going on there? Like, or not Willie, sorry, Caleb. How is Caleb able to be seen by so many humans?
Yeah, and he can make other ghosts seen too.
Yeah, so then it makes you wonder, like, how are these boys the only other people that can do that?
I don't know. Ghost powers are, like, reminding me of Twilight all over with our little special powers.
It's okay. Well, I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. Kaylin, when you finish the show, let me know. I know, it was a fun little
watch. Oh my god, I will have to let you know. I do have a painting competition due in 2 weeks already, yeah. Though, so I'm gonna be focused.
Dang. I'm probably going to watch the Edge of the Great episode when we get off because now
the
you got me
thinking
about it.
The Edge of the Great episode?
It. You know what I meant, yeah. Because you got me thinking about it and I'm probably going to hit play on it tonight.
You're making me want to, I just don't have the time.
Well, don't do it. Don't do it today. Just do it when you have time, Girly Pop.
Yeah, maybe I'm a little staycation, guys.
Because it's good and it's only another hour of your time.
I will say I didn't bring this up because I started to enjoy it, but at first I was like, are these episodes really like 30-40 minutes long?
Some of them are like only 22 and then there's like two or three that are 40.
I know. I just the first one when they were like making jokes about eating hot dogs out of people's cars, I was like, yeah. I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually shocked at the like inconsistency because I think like the first two episodes are 40 and then the next one's like 25. So the last three episodes are under 30 minutes though. So
it was all blur.
And then Kinsey, if you end up watching it, maybe I'll force you to watch it one day when we're together.
Yeah, I'll finish it.
Yeah,
I know. I was trying to find such a good stopping point because since there's only 9 episodes, it like feels awkward like to find a decent stopping point.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. I'm gonna force you to finish. Kimi ni Todoke.
Kimi no Todoke. That's a lot.
Yeah, when you say finish, you have to put a definition on that because there's a difference between.
No, me the whole you finish thing, this. Bro. Like all of the episodes.
That's what I'm saying. There's a difference between me saying, I'm going to make you finish this and you make me watch 3 seasons.
Yeah. Well, I'm tired.
Well, Kaylin.
Yes.
What are you showing us next week?
All right. I decided. It depends on how much you guys feel like you can handle for a 2-week period. I notice, and I'm going to try to start maybe doing a bit better, that I'm like, woo, podcast is over. I get a little week off. I'm like, woo, because we did it bi-weekly. And then I'm panicking because the whole point of the 2 weeks was we were supposed to watch more. So I'm actually digesting more in 1 week. So I need to do better about it myself. But if you guys have a busy 2 weeks, it's only a 10-episode show with a 4-hour runtime. So whether you want to spread that 4 hours out over 2 weeks and watch like 5 episodes 1 week and the other, they're normal sized episodes, and the other 5 the next week, it's a short story and a podcast episode on this show one time makes sense to me. If that's too much to handle, you guys think that I can really only handle 2 hours in 2 weeks, like I'm having a busy time, that's just what we're gonna have to do.
Well, it depends on what the show is, because that changes my answer.
I didn't even say the show's name. It's called Cyberpunk Edgerunners.
Oh my god, wait. Is that the robot looking man with the girl?
I'll share the images so that you guys can get a visual. Kaylin
is the queen of sharing the fucking screen, bro.
It's images.
It's on Netflix.
This bitch. Bro, it's very cool, yeah.
Bro, I actually know how the show ends, but I want to watch it.
It's actually, it's pretty good short story. It's based off of the Cyberpunk show, but with its own twist. I heard they're supposed to have more seasons. And like Colin told me how like there's this like interconnectivity with the video games and how this person plays and the world. It's very interesting, but you think you're here for her. Wait, where is she? That's a funny picture of her. You think you're here for her. You're really here for her. This girl. That's my girl right there.
Yeah, oh, wait, this is all over Twitter. She's all over Twitter, bro.
yeah, people love Rebecca. It's funny because, what was it? Oh, Cyberpunk creators didn't even want Rebecca to exist, but the creators of the studio, the Wit Studio, I think their name, no, not Wit Studio, they're a different studio, but they're like, no, we're gonna put her in it, and everybody loves her. Yeah, I can't wait.
I mean,
to
I can watch all 10, but if am I gonna enjoy the first couple episodes? Like, am I gonna want to hit play on the next one?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, I could probably try to watch all.
I'm just giving Kay the shit.
Just keep me vocal, be vocal with each other, because if anything changes, like I do think this is one, as a fellow person who doesn't manage their time well, this is probably one where you might want to watch a couple this week and a couple next week if you want to get through all 10. And if that ends up not being feasible, let me know.
I'm doing nothing this weekend. I'm choosing to stay home and do nothing, so I'll probably be trying to watch it. What if my mouth looked like this?
Shut up. Kinsey, what do you think about 10 episodes?
I'll try my
cool.
So next Tuesday, I better get some answers from you folk.
Yeah, as long as you ask.
Yeah, just make thanks guys. Thanks. I'm excited to share this with you. Why are you waving, Kinsey? Okay, goodbye.
She's tired. Yeah, yeah, I got a shower and I got tacos to eat.
I got a shower too. Well, thanks guys. That was fun, Mariah. Thanks. Bye guys.
Bye. Love you.
Love you.
That was awkward. I've never done that.